Hello there, Tiger fans. We welcome you to the Tiger Sports Network interview. This is Ty Snagler joining you like always. Join me this week, we're going to be doing a wrap-up of the Wynberg season in review, and his assistant athletic director, Allie T. Lopez. Allie, thanks for joining us.
Yep, thanks for asking me to do this, Tyson. It's a great honor.
So, Allie, we'll dive right into things. Let's go back a little bit to the fall. How'd our teams do then?
We had a great fall this year. Women's soccer came back. They won a regular season NCAC championship, getting an NCAA bid, and having a great season. We look forward to what Matt Fannin will do with the women this next fall. Volleyball, again, we're North Coast Athletic Conference champions, and they made it all the way to the NCAA regional final. Football had another terrific year, continuing the tradition as well, being NCAC champs and making it to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Head over into winter, women's basketball had a terrific year. They knocked off number 2 Mount Union in our classic here held at Wittenberg. Men's basketball only loses one senior, Cam Walton, but they are staying strong, returning all of their majority of their starters and looking forward to the freshmen coming in next year. Swimming and diving had a strong finish at the NCAC Conference Championships and look forward to bringing in some strong freshmen as well. With spring, we had a great baseball and softball season. Baseball had their first no-hitter since 1998, pitched by Zach Fink, and they also made it to the first ever NCAC crossover tournament. With softball, they had a young team with a first-year coach, Laura Matthews, but they made it to the championship game this weekend, and they only have one senior graduating, so we look forward to see what Rachel Ross has to put in there next year. She had a no-hitter herself this year on the softball side. Men's golf has won their fourth consecutive North Coast Athletic Conference Championship, with Coach Jeff Roop getting his fourth overall NCAC Coach of the Year. What a great honor for him. Women's golf finished second in the North Coast Athletic Conference and are looking to keep their reign in the region. And finally, women's lacrosse ended 8-0 in the NCAC, second time in 2 years that they've been undefeated in conference play, and they lost a heartbreaker in double OT to Worcester last week. So we had a great year.
And you can't forget the men's and women's track and field team, men finishing in third place at the NCACs and the women in fourth place, and also numerous first place finishes, so they really did a great job this past weekend. Sounds like it. We had four conference champs and some of our teams. We had numerous NCAA tournament appearances, NCAA appearances, so had a great year in athletics and had some great individual performances too.
Yes, I totally agree. I always enjoy watching our students go out there playing for our tradition of the red and white and being Tigers and seeing them tiger up and really getting out there and competing for our university.
Yeah, and you mentioned quite a few of those individual performances, and you mentioned a lot of teams, and a lot of them you talked about coming back, a lot of talent, so it's going to be an exciting year for 2013-2014 Tigers. Now we're going to get into some of the other stuff you're involved with. Here at Wittenberg, you're involved with the SAC committee, so I'll have you go in and talk about that.
Sure, thanks. SAC is our Student Athlete Advisory Committee. Myself and Sarah Jurowitz are the co-advisors for that group. And with SAC is nominated student athletes from each team. Their peers look for them to be leaders, but also they share everything we talk about at our monthly or bi-monthly meetings back to their team. We do a variety of community service efforts with our Tiger pep rally to start off, you know, with President Joyner's inauguration this year. That was a great success. In December, we did a Toys for Tots drive, being able to, I think, help a couple families have a great Christmas or holiday in Springfield. In January, we held our third annual National Girls and Women in Sports Day. We had a great Title IX celebration this year, and that's always a great time for the local young girls to come out and meet our women athletics, our student athletes, and kind of take in what it is to be a college student athlete. In February, we did our annual blood drive, which we usually do the blood battle with Worcester, and we had a great turnout for that. In April, we had our second annual Division III week, where we held a student-athlete talent show, we had Powerade Pong with alcohol education, and then we did a Special Olympics Springfield Day, which was one of my favorite events of kind of the celebration, because we brought in over 25 Special Olympians from Springfield. We had a field day with softball toss, 20-meter sprint, water balloon toss, and we even rolled some watermelons around on the green grass. So that was great. We did Kick for Life again, which honors Lesotho and goes to back to the, honor them. And then we ended it with our Tiger Awards Banquet, which is how we honor all of our great student athletes. Also, something new that we did for SAC this year is we did a monthly series of leadership workshops with a variety of coaches in our department. They covered topics of diversity, professional development, organization, and team building, and that was very beneficial for our student athletes. And we also invited our captains and anybody else that wanted to be on in those leadership development areas.
Another great program offered here at Wittenberg University for our student athletes. And another one that kind of just started recently is the Tiger Game Plan. Can you go in a little bit to that?
Sure, Tyson. The Tiger Game Plan is something that I've developed over my last 4 years here at Wittenberg. And GAME's an acronym, so G is for global experience, A is for academics and athletics, both a given and something that we're very great at. M is mentoring, matching up alumni mentors with our upperclassmen student athletes. And we end it with an E for engagement with our motto, having light, we pass it on to others. We're very proud of our volunteering. And for the second year in a row, we won the NAD3A National Community Service Award through Division III. So we're really proud of what our student athletes are doing. We've worked through the Division III philanthropy for Special Olympics, so I said we did the field day, but then we also do swimming practices in the fall, we do a bowling event in the winter, and then we offer powerlifting practices in the spring. And so we're really excited about that, and a variety of different things we've done has gone to Children's Hospital and volunteered there. We've worked with the Promise Alliance chapter on campus, where we put on a college field day for them as well, giving them experience. And we also tie a lot of our Tiger Game Plan engagement through SAC, so that's been really helpful. But we have our Tiger Top 25. If you've ever been in our Legends lobby of the Hyper, you see our top 25 student athletes from each class, and usually that GPA is a cutoff at a 3.65. We're very proud of what our students are doing. We also have, we boast our All-Americans, our COSIDA All Academic All Americans, our Coaches of the Year, Players of the Year, and then we ended with our conference acknowledgement. So we're really proud of what our student athletes are doing, because I think we have some of the finest Division III student athletes at Wittenberg.
And I'll agree with you 100% on that. One, two great programs that you're involved with, plus our Wittenberg Athletics. So it's been a great year for the Tigers, and we like to thank you for joining us, Allie.
Yep, thank you, Tyson, and remember to Tiger Up Wittenberg.
So that was Allie T. Lopez, Assistant Athletic Director here at Wittenberg University. Thank you for joining us. We wish all the senior athletes good luck in their future endeavors, and we're looking forward for another great Tiger season. This is Tyson Agler saying go Witt and Tiger up.